It's chosen on Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Waramakofane. So we're speaking of artists. I'm not even going to touch on amapiano artists because that is a general feel from at least one person that we've heard of in our headlines today. But it often happens when an artist is booked for a performance. Others are even notorious for such things. You know so very well, Khori, you're going to book so-and-so, but chances or the likelihood of them not even showing up are there. It may even be greater than you would want them to be. But do you still go ahead and book such an artist? It may even be the hottest artist in the country right now. You make the call, make the arrangement for them to come perform at an event of whatever sort. They agree, you pay them a deposit or do whatever it is they request you to do. Maybe even a full payment, because some artists request you to make a full payment before they even show up for their performances. And then they don't show up. It happens once, it happens again. People start complaining, fans start complaining. What happens then is the question. What happens then? Letting us know your views on @RiseFM 943. Right now, though, in the meantime, we're going to cross over to the iconic African leisure trade show, which is out in Durban. It's all things Africa's travel in Daba. And joining us live on Rise FM Lunch this afternoon is Neo Potwana from the event itself. I'm so, so, so jealous of you, Neo. How is it going?
You are missing out, eh?
I'm not sure if I'm live, but to make things worse, you're posting on social media, so the FOMO is hectic. But I mean, we'll live the experience.
Yeah, you are missing out. So just to paint a picture for somebody that there's more people are pulling in, and the members of the public and exhibitors as well. It's getting more noisier, and it is an exciting experience. I mean, I was just walking around, and I saw a lot of people consulting. It could be that a couple is booking a trip already, so things are really happening. And what we are here to tell you, together with the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency, is that you must explore Mpumalanga. Yeah. And somebody that is going to be helping me with this is Nkosikazi Sibongile Nkosi as well, the spokesperson of Culture, Sport and Recreation in Mpumalanga. Mange Sibongile, Sibongile, quick Rise FM.
Ngibonge, ngibingelele nabalaleli be Rise FM. Mpumalanga namaphethelo.
Mpumalanga namaphethelo. So, tell us about ukuba khona kwenu la, and how important is this event for each department to be part of the tourism in them?
We are a department that deals with issues of arts, mm-hmm. issues of culture, issues of sport.
Yeah.
So one might wonder why Department of Culture, Sport and Recreation is here.
Yeah.
But within the department, within the arts and culture sector, we have the creatives, but most importantly, why we are here is the issue of our museums.
Yeah,
we have museums, meaning we are responsible for the liberation heritage in the province.
Yeah.
So we are marketing our museums because we want visitors to come to our museums. We've got three, which is Pilgrim Rest, Barberton Museum, and Khodwana. Khodwana also becomes a cultural a village.
Yeah.
This is where you'll find a Stamahlangu's painting there. So that is why we are here, because we want people to come and see the history of the Ndebele culture, to see the history of the Maswati culture. Mm. So, and then it also in the main is the Mpumalanga Cultural Experience. The Mpumalanga Cultural Experience is an event that takes over a period of 7 days.
Right.
It covers a film, it covers comedy, it covers music mm-hmm. and dance. We also collaborate with the House of Traditional Leaders. So we also explore the issues of culture
yeah.
in the province. So that is why we are here, to market the products that are offered by the department.
So it's been happening for 10 years, the cultural experience.
It has been happening for 10 years. So today, why we have this event at 4 o'clock, so whoever is listening and is at the tourism endeavor is invited.
Mm-hmm.
We will be launching our 10th year logo. It's a commemorative logo. We are not changing anything.
Okay.
But just to show people that the milestone that we have covered, we're also going to unveil a website because our cultural experience had no website. We're using the departmental one. So we want to have an exclusive website, because this year we'll be celebrating 10 years. We want to do it big.
Yes. Mm. So Mpumalanga is very unique. I mean, if you walk around here on this very area cordoned off for the province, you get to hear a lot of uniqueness that's coming out of Mpumalanga. What do you say to a person who's never seen it, who's gone for the hype of Johannesburg, Durban, or Cape Town, which is a traveler's experience in South Africa?
You know, people must come to Mpumalanga. Yeah. I know Mpumalanga were one of the beautiful, most beautiful provinces. Mm-hmm. We have your Kruger National Park. We are here at the tourism, at the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency stall. We are all collaborating as a province. So Mpumalanga has got the Big Five, has got beautiful places, the culture of Mpumalanga. We recently hosted the Metro FM Awards, which we've hosted for 3 years successfully. Mm. So this year we sold tickets over 12,000.
Yeah.
So people now are coming back to Mpumalanga. Why we have this cultural experience over 7 days? We want people to arrive on a Thursday and stay over and see the beauty of Mpumalanga, not only the festival.
Yeah.
But that's why we always collaborate with our tourism agency. So Mpumalanga is beautiful. Come and see the place of the rising.
Let's get the dates, members. We'll let you go. The cultural experience for travelers to flock in and diarise on time. We'll let you go.
We're starting on the 27th of November.
Yeah.
It will end on the 7th of December. So people, we are inviting people. And you know what? We know people will always say, there's crime, there's this and that. We also work with the security cluster. Mm-hmm. When then we plan in such a way that everyone is safe in the province. Mm-hmm. So we are really inviting them to come and see the beauty of that beautiful province.
Mate, masibonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho on Rise FM.
Ngiyabonga.
Back to you in studio. It's really happening out here. You know about a place only when you are told about it, and we hope this was just another opportunity for us to notify you of some of the best destinations there are out there in Mpumalanga. We're going to be bringing you more chats here. We are not done. We're still here at the stall of the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. We just roped in there the culture, sports and recreation department. Back to you in studio.
Thank you so much, Neo. That's Neo Potwana out at Africa's Travel Indaba 2025. I love the idea of a stayover. I mean, they're talking all things museums, film, comedy, culture, unveiling an exclusive website. We are going big. That's what we are known for. It's Wise FM Lunch. We will catch it up again with Neo in about an hour or so, because we know you want more details, don't you? Curiosity is eating you up. We've got you. Not to worry. Here's Oscar Mbo and Jazz Work with Vuga. Yeah.